I'm Sailor Monsoon.
And I'm Marmaduke Carlson.
And we're putting syrup in our coffee.
On this episode of Total Recap. Christmas special, Total Recast. We're back. The presents you didn't ask for. Me and Sailor. We're wearing Santa hats. We aren't, but pretend we are.
I am, but I'm not wearing pants.
Oh. Lump of coal for you, I guess. It's our Christmas special. Season one's done. Season two's on the way. That's right. We renewed ourselves for a second season. We're going to tackle, if the little tease at the beginning wasn't enough for you, we're going to be recasting Elf, the classic Will Ferrell Christmas movie. In addition to kind of, you know, not being able to use an actor, blah, 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 we set ourselves another challenge, which was we could not cast actors who had already been in a Christmas movie. It's harder than it sounds.
It really is.
But basically what we're saying is we did not set out to trick the other person. So to the best of our knowledge is the people we pick are not in Christmas movies. And now if Sailor doesn't call me out saying, actually, you missed this, and if I don't call him out, and if one of our picks wasn't a Christmas movie, but we didn't catch it and we didn't mean to do it, we're just saying we got lucky, okay? It's don't come at us in the comments or wherever saying, oh man, you guys suck, because we probably do, but we didn't mean to, okay? So, yeah, we're doing Elf. Here's the trailer.
No human being has ever set foot in Santa's workshop. That is, until Buddy.
I hear you're going on a journey to the big city.
Can't wait to see my dad.
This might be the opportunity to find out who you really are.
Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
Thanks, Mr. Narwhal. Papa says New York is pretty different. Sorry! Oh. Looks like a Christmas tree. Sorry I can't ride with you the rest of the way up. Well, have a good time. Oh, I forgot to give you a hug. Dad!
You look like you came from the North Pole.
That's exactly where I came from.
You have another son.
You like sugar, huh?
Is there sugar in syrup?
Yes.
Then yes.
We can't leave him alone. He's going to destroy the place.
Son of a nutcracker!
These guys are bad news.
Snowball.
Where did you say you were from?
Fruit spray? Wow.
Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God! Santa here? I know him. I know him.
Okay, Christmas. It snowed. Does it snow where you are, Sailor? Is it all wintry out your window?
It's, no, I live in Arizona, so.
Oh.
No.
Well, I mean, up here in Canada, it's just winter the whole year, pretty much, as you guys like to think it is. I'm in my igloo, the polar bear, I got a collar around him, I call him Sparky. You know, it's cold up here.
I do have, instead of a Christmas tree, we have Christmas cactuses, so.
Oh, that's festive. Fun.
Yeah.
Pricklier.
They last longer. You don't have to thaw them out. Keep them.
You don't have to water them. Yeah. If you want a real cactus, you don't have to water it as much as a real evergreen tree, I guess. A real Christmas tree. So, yeah, there you go. Elf, Sailor, what's kind of your history with this? You're probably you're probably a lot older than me. I watched this as a child. I think you watched this as, what, a young adult. So I don't know if you hold the same level of love to it as I would, but...
I don't have the strong nostalgic feelings to this. This isn't my Christmas movie. A Christmas Story is my Christmas movie. It is a masterpiece of a movie. Bob Clark's a goddamn genius, but we're not going to get into that. But for me, for my generation, a generation before us, you talk about Christmas movies, they will talk about It's a Wonderful Life. For me, it's A Christmas Story because TBS played it every Christmas, all Christmas long. Now I think they have finally pivoted to Elf, where they play Elf all year round. I could be wrong on that. They could still be doing A Christmas Story. I don't know. But of the newer Christmas classics, I think this is on the Mount Rushmore, most definitely.
Yeah. 100%. I think.
And the reason why I came to it at all wasn't because of my love of Christmas, because I am a Scrooge. I don't want anyone to have fun. I'm taking away your Christmas turkey. I'm kicking
the people. Bah humbug to you.
Bah humbug all across the board. But Will Ferrell was my entry point to this.
I figured. Will Ferrell was so sure this film was going to ruin his career, and it did quite the opposite.
And God bless him for not doing a sequel. They offered him a $10 million,
yeah.
I heard 50. I heard a lot of money.
Oh wow, that'd
because they wanted a sequel to this bad.
It would have been so bad.
And he's like, no, because there's no story. There's no more story to tell.
The sequel would have been so painful. We got an animated TV remake, and
that's fine. That's fine. A little thingy. That's fine. I don't mind that. But and the fact that they got Will Ferrell at all, because originally I think they wanted Jim Carrey, and I think Jim Carrey would have been too much. I think I love Jim Carrey, but I'm not.
Jim Carrey has his Mount Rushmore Christmas movie. It's The Grinch. That's right. You may not agree, but my generation, 2000s,
yeah,
The Grinch.
Y'all love The Grinch.
Santa Claus. It's up there.
Well, Santa Claus is way before your. That's my time, but y'all can have it because I don't like it, so I don't even give a shit.
Santa Claus, come on, so good.
Yeah, but that's way before your time. That is not your time. That's
the
our
sequels
time.
Came out in my time.
Yeah, they did, and you can have them. I am now getting to the point where I understand my grandma, where I would ask her if she likes certain actors. And I asked her about Jim Carrey, and she's like, no. And her reasoning was, he makes me nervous. And I always thought that was a funny answer, and I didn't get it. But now I get it. What she's saying is, he's too much, and she doesn't like being put off by how much he is. And I think he would have been too much as Buddy the Elf. Because it takes a specific type of actor to play this role without it, one, coming off as
insincere,
annoying, and not feeling mentally handicapped. And I do not mean that as a slight, but he never plays it that way. I think Walter, the James Caan character, kind of thinks he's like on the spectrum, where he's like, whatever. So he kind of just goes along with it, but they never make a big deal out of it because they don't need to, because he is earnest in everything that he does. I do not see a grown man in that role. I see a child. Will Ferrell, and there's been many movies where grown men have tried to play children, like Clifford is a perfect example, where a man was playing a child in that movie. That's what I see when I see Buddy the Elf. He's just a child. He's just a child that happens to be in the body of a grown man because he was raised by elves and he doesn't know any better. And I think it's one of the best performances of that elf. I mean, you look at Zachary Levi in Shazam, in the first one especially, or Tom Hanks in Big, where these children, or even Robin Williams and Jack, which is a terrible movie, but fuck, man, he's going for it. He's trying. Will Ferrell, I also think Will Ferrell is, and people could disagree with me on this, and I don't care. He makes me laugh. Almost every, no matter what he does, he makes me. I have seen the dumbest shit just to get some Will Ferrell. And not all of it works. Not everything he makes is a fucking slam dunk home run. But the majority of the things he has done, up until recently, I mean, he's coming back. He's the Lego Movie, Barbie. I think people are finally knowing what to do with Will Ferrell. But, you know, the last 10 years have been shaky. But he had a run for like 20 years where he would pop up in little roles, like in the Austin Powers movies, where he would kill for like 5 seconds, mm-hmm. or in Anchorman, whatever it was. I maintain that Saturday Night Live died the second he left. Now, there was great performers after him, like Kristen Wiig and Jason Sudeikis and all, Bill Hader and all them. And they were great, and they were keeping it alive. But they felt like paddles trying to resuscitate a corpse. So you would get like spikes here and there, but there would be long stretches that would be a flat line. Will Ferrell, every single time, he would show up on screen on Saturday Night Live. Doesn't matter what the skit is, doesn't matter who the host was. He makes anything funnier. So the fact that he doesn't go broad in this, I mean, it's a big performance, don't get me wrong. Buddy the Elf is a lot. It's a lot of a performance. But it's dialed in. It's a dialed in performance. He's never playing it too goofy, too insincere. Like you said, it's always perfectly pitched. It's one of those roles, if the Academy had balls, would nominate for an Oscar. That's
how. Oh, definitely. I was just about to say, did you think he should have got an Oscar? And yeah, it is. It's great acting.
I don't think comedy always gets the shit end of the stick. I mean, horror is the whipping dog. Horror will never get fucking its props. But,
you know, this is just one of those, you throw it on, if you're my generation, every year, it's annual. You're watching it at least once, maybe twice. Son of a nutcracker, you know, there's just some lines that you say, the snowball fight, you know, of decorating the store, you know, singing in the shower. Just Buddy's lack of social cues from growing up in the North Pole are also great. It's just a great film.
It's a great Christmas movie. And Jon Favreau, this is before Iron Man, obviously.
Before Iron Man, before Jungle Book, before Star Wars, The Mandalorian. Really before he sold his soul to Disney.
I mean, yeah, but he did do Mandalorian, so you got to give him that.
Mandalorian, Iron Man, look, Elf, great movie. Iron Man kickstarted the MCU. The Jungle Book, one of the rare improvements upon an animated Disney classic, in my opinion, the live-action version. He did Lion King, but, you know. He also did Iron Man 2, so you know. And then Star Wars The Mandalorian, arguably one of the better things to come out of Star Wars, regardless of people have their opinions about the quality of later seasons. But really, it's the Jumanji spinoff. What was it called? I want to say, like, Jakubra or something.
Oh, Zathura.
Zathura. That was it. That's really his only miss in terms of franchise stuff.
Technically, I still think it's fun, but yes, you're correct.
But you know, Elf is a stone cold classic. You're going to disagree. I'm going to, of course, give it an A+. You're going to say, Duke, you're insane. That's wild. It's a solid A-. I'm going to throw a snowball at you.
I'm not going A- because I don't do minuses, but I'm going to go with, because a B+ is an A- anyways. But I'm basically giving it an A. I don't think it's a perfect movie. I don't think it's perfect. What? But it's near perfect. An A+ movie.
This is an A+ Christmas movie, Sailor.
It's a masterpiece. An A+ movie is a movie that is in the Hall of Fame of the greatest movies of all time. And I'm not saying this is, if I was going to make a list.
This is an A+ Christmas movie. This is a masterpiece in Christmas movies.
I don't judge it in terms of that. If I'm judging it against all the other Christmas movies, yes, this is top tier.
This is an A+. Yeah,
but the bar is so fucking low that it's like, come on. When the Christmas movie... it keeps getting 20 Hallmark movies. I swear to God, they have to all be made by AI at this point, because who is writing
those
fucking
movies? Oh, gosh, those Hallmark movies are absolutely, they're just copy-paste. They don't need to be made by AI. You just change the names and reshoot it in a different location. You change. It's like Mad Libs. It's occupation, farmer, other occupation, big city lawyer, names, small town, and what's their gimmick at Christmas? Oh, Candy Cane Lane. And you just make that. Next one, this one's going to be a lawyer. She's going to be have a string of franchised restaurants, wants to close the local coffee shop to put a Starbucks. Big boycott and print. That is,
I mean,
literally...
speaking of forgettable Christmas movies, my actor for Walter, man, I was so happy. I was like, ooh, he's perfect. Somebody who hates fun and all this shit, and then watching him slowly get won over.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was like, he has done two Christmas movies. I was like,
they'll surprise you. You'll just be like, I haven't seen this Christmas movie. And then it'll be like some random film that came out in like January.
Oh, yeah. I'll mention
so bad,
it.
Got held over.
The movie is, I'm not even going to tell you the name of it. I'm just going to read off the fucking cast. And you're going to be like, I cannot believe I've never seen this. And then I'm going to tell you the plot. And you're like, they all signed up for that? And I'll be like, yeah, they did.
I look forward to that.
A producer must have blackmail footage of something.
Oh, no.
Let's just say Bigfoot and Christmas.
Harry and the Hendersons had a Christmas special or what?
Oh, John Lithgow would have been. Oh, John Lithgow. You can't even pick John Lithgow because he was in the Christmas movie. God damn it. Because I was like, he would have been a perfect Walter. Fuck. He was literally in a movie called Santa Claus the Movie. That's about as Christmas as it gets.
And that's about as Christmas as it gets. All right,
It's near perfect. I would put it in the top 500 greatest movies of all time. If that's
Elf, I'll take it.
Take that for what it's worth. I know that sounds like it's low, but I'm like 500?
500, that's a lot.
There's near a million movies. The Elf is in the top 500.
I'll take that, and I'm going to push things along before you can change that opinion. Director, you need someone who gets Christmas movies, who gets being colorful and fun. And I'll just kick things off. I'm going James Gunn.
Oh, you're swinging.
That's right. James Gunn, Suicide Squad, Guardians of the Galaxy. Why? Why would I pick James Gunn? One, I forgot we needed to pick a director. And I didn't want to have to Google a bunch of directors who haven't done Christmas movies. And I know James Gunn hasn't done a Christmas movie. So here we are. But also, think of James Gunn's filmography. Guardians of the Galaxy trilogy. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 specifically. Actually, all the Guardians films. We have these fathers.
Duke. Mm-hmm. Did he direct the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special?
That's a TV special.
No.
Christmas movies, we said. Christmas
Duke.
Movies.
Duke.
Christmas movies. Christmas movies. This doesn't count. That's a holiday
Duke.
Special. No.
Duke. No.
You're really gonna make me do something stupid right now?
You literally picked somebody who did a Christmas thing.
Special. Sailor. No, I'll do it. Guess who's making their feature directorial debut on Elf? It's right, Sean Gunn, James Gunn's brother.
I mean, he was
That's
in
right.
it. Does that count?
No.
He's
if
in
he,
the special.
If I had him as an actor, but he didn't direct a Christmas
you
movie. That's
have,
how we're doing that.
You can have Sean Gunn. James Gunn. I'm fucking with you.
I'll do Sean Gunn.
I cannot believe, of all the directors in the world, you pick somebody whose last directorial effort, well, second to last, it's a goddamn Christmas special.
It was a holiday special. It's not called Christmas. It's called Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special. See, there's a loophole. I don't care.
There is a song. There is so much Christmas in that fucking movie. I'll give it to you if you.
You know what? I think I actually thought of, using a different actor in that, and then I said Alcea was going to ding me for the Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special, and then I forgot about that today when I was scrambling for a record.
I cannot.
Either
believe-
way.
You're going to have James Gunn.
James Gunn, or if Sailor changes his mind later, Sean Gunn is my backup. And I'll just say he's watched his brother direct. One of my actors is
technically in a Christmas movie.
So there we go. James Gunn. it was a Disney Plus TV special, not a full-length movie. So that's my loophole, I'm going to say. We've seen the dynamics with father-son. Gunn knows how to do these father-son, father-daughter, makeshift family type of emotional moments, even relationships. It's just people just think Gunn's all humor and that's their one criticism. I don't get that because he has delivered some of the most emotional, heartfelt, just your heart is aching. You want people to be together. You don't want it to go out this way. Moments in the MCU. And people think he can't do a Superman film and it's just going to be a joke a minute. It just boggles my mind. Suicide Squad also has so many good emotional moments. And Suicide Squad in particular is colorful, you know. And that's what I want a Christmas movie elf to be. Look at the elf's outfits. They're just bright green, bright yellow, bright red. James Gunn's going to respect that. He's going to figure out a way to elevate it. And then he's going to give Walter and Buddy that father-son tension like Favreau did, but somehow make me cry even more. James Gunn.
He has made some of the most emotional, like you said, Marvel movies, some of the most emotional. Even if you take out the backstory of Rocket, which is about as gut-wrenching as any superhero movie has ever gotten. I'm Mary Poppins, y'all. Like, even before Yondu dies,
that's even when he said he may be your father or something, but he ain't your daddy or something. Is it the Coco something like that? Or that Yondu is, so many.
He didn't even want to kill Yondu, but he's like, it just has to happen. It has to happen.
We both like this pick, I know. So, who do you got?
All right. Well, this is a family movie. A lot of the movies I try to have like an in where I try to like remake it or have a new twist. I'm going straight down the middle with this one. It's Elf. You can't really improve upon a classic. So I'm like, well, I'm just going to pick somebody who delivers. I don't think he's delivered recently because I don't like the animated shit he's been doing. But I'm going with Garth Jennings. He's primarily known for the last two animated movies, the Sing movies, which I don't like.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a fan. But I love me some Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And that little short indie, the little small indie that not a lot of people have seen, but I think it has so much heart. And it's the thing that really gave us Will Poulter. Is you go back and you're like, oh my God, Will Poulter's such a little baby in it. And that Son of Rambo has so much heart. It's so charming. Seriously, Will Poulter is like a little baby in it. He's so cute. That's all I'm looking for is I want somebody who's earnest, who's not going to make this fun. He's not going to be above it. He's
not going to make this a fun movie. No.
Fuck the fun. Let's get real. No more jokes. No more having fun around here. I just want somebody who's not going to wink at the audience because that's usually the take. Whenever somebody, like if somebody wanted to remake Batman 66, it would be a disaster.
Oh, yeah.
Because they would look at that tone and they would go, oh, I have to wink at the audience. I have to make sure they know that I know that this is ridiculous. And that's not the take. Batman 66 works because it knows what it is. It is in on the joke. Elf is in on the joke. And the joke is, it's sincere. Buddy the Elf is sincere. That's the joke. You can't improve upon that with wink, wink. Do you get it? It's silly. We're being silly here. Garth Jennings doesn't do that. I'm not a fan of his Sing movies. I think they are bottom tier animated movies. But they have their audience. People enjoy them for what they are. Like I said, he has heart. He puts heart into his movies. He does not make studio assembled movies, and that's rare in this time and age. So
that's what you need for a Christmas movie. You need something that feels so made.
Which is ironic considering a Christmas is nothing but commercialism.
That's true. You got me there. Okay, moving on. Next up is Emily Hobbs, who is Buddy the Elf's stepmom, I guess, played by Mary Steenburgen in the original. Sailor, who do you got?
There are no small roles. There are no small actors. I don't like that phrase. This is a small role. It is a small role, but an actor can make... I mean, remember, Anthony Hopkins got an Oscar nom from Silence of the Lambs for like 8 minutes or 9 minutes of screen time. I just needed somebody who has that earthly, motherly vibes, who can give you the quips, who would immediately accept Buddy, mm-hmm. who would think Buddy isn't annoying and would want to take care of him. And no one personifies that better than Salma Hayek.
Ooh.
I think she's... My cast is diverse. I'm going all over the
map. Oh, well, my cast is also diverse.
I got an English director. I got a Hispanic mom. Got a white dad. I got a black daughter. I'm all over the map on this one, folks.
Oh, you did cast the daughter?
What daughter? Well, not the daughter. I meant the Zooey Deschanel. I thought she was the daughter. Oh. No, she's not. Never mind.
No, she's not the daughter.
It's been a second. I know the broad strokes of the movie. I just thought she was related to the family. Oh, okay, no, so I didn't get the
Selma Hayek. I like it.
Yeah, she's just got mom vibes to her, and I don't want to cast her as the mom because she's, to me, too young to be playing moms. But if you're going to get a mom, it's hard to beat a Selma Hayek.
No, I like it. I'm also going with someone who recently has played a mom, Angela Bassett, Queen Ramunda in the Black Panther films, mother to Shuri and T'Challa, great acting performance, worthy of the Oscar nom.
Angela Bassett always delivers.
Bassett will deliver, and I could just see her, similar to her big speech in Wakanda Forever, where she's talking about how she's lost her whole family. I can see her just really laying into Walter Hobbs about him not accepting Buddy. Oh, that could almost earn an Oscar nom probably here, this potential theoretical role in Elf. But yeah, Angela Bassett, again, a little bit of diversity. We're going here with our picks, which I think, you know, you kind of got to do. But also just Angela Bassett. Any excuse you can to get Angela Bassett in your movie, you're going to take it. And yeah, Angela Bassett.
Say Angela Bassett one more time. Make it an even baker's dozen.
Angela Bassett.
There it is.
Let's move on to Papa Elf, which is Buddy's adoptive father who takes Buddy in after he sneaks into Santa's toy bag and makes his way back to the North Pole. Bob Newhart played him in the 2003 film.
In a wonderful performance.
Oh, great role. Great little narration. This is hard. Let me tell you, Sailor. I'll tell you who I have after, but I picked him, and then I thought he's way too big of an actor for this role, but he hasn't done a Christmas movie. But I started looking around, and I really wanted to cast Will Shatner, but then he's been in like 100
Christmas movies. I did too.
You wanted Shatner. I wanted Shatner. It's. He would have been good in this role, but it was just...
He would have been great.
It's just... nope, he's done a Christmas movie or two. First things that pop up when you type in William Shatner Christmas movie. So instead, I went with Harrison Ford. And no, do not give me that Star Wars holiday special because... I won't. That's technically... They don't celebrate Christmas. It's Life Day or something, I think.
That is your one technicality.
And also, you can't find it. You can't find it online. Lucasfilm... wants to pretend it doesn't exist, so
you can easily find it on YouTube.
Oh yeah, YouTube, but poor quality.
But they cut out the best part of the movie for some reason. They cut out the animated bit with Boba Fett. That's the one thing that's hard to find, is the Boba Fett part of it, which is the best part of it. That's the one thing where they're like, no, we're going to crack down on that. So every version you'll find on YouTube is missing the best part of the fucking thing. Like, fucking, this is why piracy is so very important, because it keeps things alive. Muppet Babies especially, you some bitches. Why has that never been on Blu-ray? Rant Muppet over. Babies.
Anyway, Harrison Ford, my pick. Gruff, grumpy, but you know, he can be tender when he wants to. Him narrating, I think, would be kind of fun. Really, again, I was struggling to find somebody I wanted in this role who hasn't done a Christmas movie, because a lot of people who would have fit this role have played Santa or some old wise man in a nice rom-com Christmas movie. So Harrison Ford, yeah, Papa Elf, I think it'd be just a fun little role for him to do. And, you know, he's done some stuff that I feel maybe is more for
You know, for the longest time, if you would have asked me who the most overrated actor was,
you would have said Ford. I would have picked
Harrison Ford, 100%. I have never thought, even though I think he is iconic as Indiana Jones and Han Solo, I think other actors could have done Han Solo as well. I don't think many actors could have done Indiana Jones as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think he is very one note. Until recently, and it kind of recontextualized everything I thought I knew about him, and it made me revisit a lot of his work. And I'm like, oh, he's making decisions. They're just super subtle. He's gifted. Going back to all the way back to Apocalypse Now, and he's in that movie for like 5 seconds. And he has a monologue where he's talking, and in the middle of it, he like coughs, like he's kind of like like kind of clears his throat, and then keeps going. Mm-hmm. I've watched the deleted scenes. I've watched the outtakes. That was a purpose. I mean, that was a choice. That was a deliberate choice on his part to add that. And I'm like, what? That is so interesting. He is the master of subtle acting, where it seems like he's not giving a fuck, like he's not trying. But yet he is doing so much. And it was honestly the thing that turned me around on it is something that came out recently. I think it came out this year. The show Shrinking with him and Jason Segel.
Mm-hmm.
My God, is he good? Oh my God, is he good? It might be his best performance. There's another thing. No one casts him funny. And he is so fucking funny. But I just didn't know that he is so naturally funny. And so I watched Shrinking, and I'm like, fuck. There's a lot more going on with Harrison Ford than I realized. So, yeah,
What can I say? I'm great with picks. who do you have?
Oh, my God, with this. Well, it's Papa Elf. I just wanted, just like the mom, I just wanted somebody warm, like a warm blanket. That's kind of all of my picks, just warm blanket actors where you just feel good. And like I said, I was going to go with William Shatner. And then I pivoted to Ted Danson. I thought Ted Danson would have been interesting. Then I thought Toby Jones, but I think I think one of the Harry Potter movies is Christmassy. And
so I would have given it to you, Toby Jones.
I know, but I only have one break. I mean, only one of them breaks, bends the rule a little bit. And I do think Toby Jones would have been great, but I'm like, I want a warm actor.
Okay,
you can't help but love, and that's John C. Reilly. That lovable mug as an elf, taking care. Now, he's not super old. You can age him up if you want. It doesn't matter. I don't care. Whatever you want to do to him, it doesn't matter to me. And you can frantically Google. I already did. He's not in any
Christmas movie. I really felt like he was in a Christmas movie.
I know.
Step Brothers has some Christmas stuff in it.
But it feels like it, but it's not. There's nothing Christmas that I saw, at least. That stuck out. I just love John C. Reilly, and I needed a narrator. And I mean, Harrison Ford as narration as Blade Runner shows, maybe not the best pick, but John C. Reilly's got a great voice. And I would love to hear him narrate this thing. I also would have been fine with him as Buddy the Elf, but he's just too fucking old. But this was like, if we were doing this 10 years ago, yeah, he would have been perfect.
No, I agree. I think great voice for narration. I think definitely. I mean, John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell are buddy-buddy, too, so that's kind of fun to have John C. Reilly
That didn't even occur to me. Because saying, like, 10 years ago, he would have been a perfect Buddy the Elf.
Oh, yeah. That. Buddies. This is the sequel that was going to... They wanted Will Ferrell to come back for. Buddies.
Oh, Buddy's the Elf, yeah.
But John C. Reilly, Papa Elf, I like that. Moving on. To the leader of the North Pole, Santa Claus. Who do you have?
Santa Claus,
Cinta Papa Reyes. Noel, Father Christmas.
We talked about this off mic, because if it's an actor I know that you've never heard of or aren't familiar with, I try to tell you so you can at least watch a video or something. So my original Santa was Paul F. Tompkins.
And I like that pick.
And I liked it a lot. But while I was looking for a Walter, I found somebody better. Now, having said that, if I was just picking a Santa Claus and I didn't have any rules and this wasn't tied to anything, if this was just... Because this was hard for me. This was really fucking hard, finding a Santa.
Picking an actor for Santa who hasn't already played Santa? Yeah.
Christ almighty, was this hard. And I was like, one of the best actors who have never played Santa would be Nicolas Cage. But he's been in a Christmas movie. He's been in a Christmas movie, and he's actually been in a couple of Christmas-themed, holiday-themed movies. But he was in A Christmas Carol with Kate Winslet.
He was in The Family Man. That's a really good Christmas movie.
It is a Christmas movie. So Nicolas Cage is no good, but I just wanted somebody who felt like a stereotypical, cliched, jolly fat man. Somebody probably, he might be as obscure as Paul F. Tompkins to you, but I know you know at least one thing he was in.
Okay.
That's Mandy Patinkin.
Ooh, Mandy Patinkin. I do like that.
He was in Princess Bride, yes.
All
and,
those, yes.
I'm familiar with the Elmo movie, if you've seen that, because that's
kind of... I just watched it recently again for
some reason. Are you serious? He's great in it. He's so committed to
he's
that.
He's fun in it.
Yeah.
No, I like Mandy Patinkin. I like that pick.
He looks like Santa Claus. You just dye his beard white. The jolly, put a little fat suit on him. He's got the ho ho ho. Mandy Patinkin.
I tip my hot chocolate to you, sir. That is a good pick. Much better pick, I think. I like your pick better than mine, but I can see mine as well. I like Sam Neill as well.
I swear to God, I was thinking him. I was thinking him as a Santa.
Jurassic Park. Great. Yeah. Especially, Jurassic Park Dominion. He's got that little beard. You know, he's just got that, like, he just feels like
I'm thinking of him more in, like, Hunt of the Wilder People. I think he has a beard in that.
Well, I just feel like Sam Neill, if you talk to him, and you had a kid, the kid would say, oh, man, his eyes were, like, twinkling. Like the Santa twinkle in the eye, they'd just be like, oh, yeah. I don't know. I get a Santa vibe. I can feel like Santa. I did think Jeff Goldblum, too. I don't know if Goldblum's in a Christmas movie, but I almost thought of Goldblum just because he'd really dial in some.
It would be an interesting. I think you need it's got to be.
But you got to go traditional Santa.
Well, yeah, you got to have the right facial.
Right? Yeah, and I think Sam Neill's got the face. He's got the beard. Yeah, so.
And a beard looks good on him.
Sam Neill, yeah.
I also thought of him as Walter. It's funny. We got some weird synchronicity going on.
Yeah, we were in the same mindset. Jovi, who was played by Zooey Deschanel in the original. And here's where my grand reveal of what I'm doing with my elf film comes to life, because my Jovi will be male. And I guess this isn't a grand reveal yet. But anyway, Jovi is going to be played by a male, and it's going to be played by Michael Fussman, who a lot of people will know from Game of Thrones, but I know from The Age of Adeline, which Harrison Ford was also part of. He played Harrison Ford's son. Just an actor who I stumbled across the other day. Either he was in a clip I watched or some fan casting for some character, and I was like, ooh, this person would be good for Jovi. And yeah, just a nice guy. He's got the beard. If you watch Age of Adeline, I think this pick will make a lot of sense for those who have seen it. But yeah, I'm doing a couple gender swaps coming up. So Michael Hussman is my Jovi. And you know what? He can keep the name. Just give him, John Bon Jovi. Why not? So yeah.
I'm a big fan of this. I feel like this is this is below his pay grade, but I'm fine with this.
Well, he did Age of Adeline, but that, I guess, was 8 years ago.
This is he's done much more than that.
You know what? Everybody, there's a lot of things people like. Everybody wants, if you're an actor, in my opinion, everybody wants an Oscar or an Emmy, something. And everybody wants a really good Christmas movie that they know people will return to every year. And also, it gets played on TV quite a bit. That's nice residuals. So I think everybody would like, if you're an actor, you want to do a Christmas movie. You want to do something that maybe your kids, even if you don't have any yet, will want to, that you can watch and show them with and know that it's nice family movie. So, you know, I think you'd do it. Age of Adeline's fun if you haven't seen it, by the way. It's a fun movie. It's a girl who stopped aging. Blake Lively plays her.
I know
what
it is. Yeah. Mike Flanagan is attached to do the Dark Tower Gunslinger story. Mm-hmm. This is my pick for the. Yeah, he's my pick for the Roland Deschain.
So Roland, is that the guy Christian Bale played?
No,
Christian Bale wasn't the Dark Tower.
No, Idris Elba played him.
I thought that's the Man in Black.
No, Matthew McConaughey is the Man in Black.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, the Gunslinger is literally just the Gunslinger. Or Roland.
Yeah, his name is Roland Deschain, but yes, he's the Gunslinger. And they
race. I haven't read the books. That movie
the
got
books
terrible
are insane.
Reviews.
The books are insane. And that movie is... you would be the target audience for it because you have no frame of reference, so you can go into it clean. But if you've read those books, you're like, what is this? Yeah. It is so far away from what the books are. You're like, why even bother? You could have made this anything. But Michael, I don't even know if it's pronounced Michael because he has a foreign name.
Oh, yeah. Michel.
Huseman. I think he'd be a great Roland Deschain. But,
No, and he'd also make a great Jovi. Boom. Who do you got?
Well, I'm going with somebody, again, who I think is a little bit above. This is slightly below her pay grade on this one.
They're below you.
I'm going with Lupita Nyong'o, because we were just talking about it. Nah, yeah, you got her mama. Well, I guess now, are they related in Black Panther? I forgot the genealogy. No, she's just
her mama. If you want to spoil some stuff, have you seen Wakanda Forever?
Yeah, but I don't remember it.
Oh, well, then I'll spoil it for you. Well, I'll remind you. Well, she's T'Challa's lover, and then they have a kid. So really, but she died. Like Angela Bassett died, but I think she helped set up. Anyway, they were mother-in-law, daughter-in-law.
Oh yeah. That's what I thought. Because I'm like, they can't be mother and daughter. Because I was like, they're.
That would have been
Yeah, would have been so, weird. But
Lupita Nyong'o, I like that.
Lupita Nyong'o, I just think. Well, I mean. Really, it's not the Star Wars shit that she's done. Because she hasn't done much. Do you think? Because I felt like she's been in...
She in Star Wars? Did she voice a little orange alien?
Oh, I thought you knew she was in those things. Yeah, she's
Moss Katana. Yeah, I forgot that. Oh, yeah, like, what a waste. The Star Wars sequel truly
I actually... I'm glad that they... I'm glad that they gave her something weird to do. Because everyone was like, oh, she's going to be that black dude's daughter or something. And she's the one with the Millennium Falcon. And I'm like... boring and stupid, and I hate it. Can we have characters who aren't related to all the other characters, please? I hate that shit. I hate that shit so much. No, it's not the Star Wars shit, and it's not the Black Panther shit. It's the movie Little Monsters, which no one has seen. It's this little horror movie where she plays this this teacher who takes these kids on this field trip during a zombie apocalypse. And she's doing everything in her power to entertain them and hide them from the fact that there are zombies. Because she doesn't want them being freaked out. It's not the best movie, but she alone saves it. Because she is giving it that, and she's giving that movie way more than it deserves. And Josh Gad is also really fun in it too. I recommend it. It's a solid movie. It's fun.
Okay.
But she's really warm. And really personable, you can't help but love her. And that's what I need with Jovi. Because Zoe Deschanel sings in real life. She has that moment where she's singing. And Lupita Nyong'o sings throughout the whole movie. So I wanted there to be a little bit of a connection there.
I like that.
And I just wanted her to have that heart that you can see that she would fall under the spell of Buddy without being put off. This guy's not a creep. He's not a weirdo. He's just
wants to show you the best cup of coffee in New York.
Yeah, he's just a good dude stuck in the man body of a child elf. And Lupita Nyong'o could sell that. So Lupita Nyong'o, Can't help but love her.
No, she's great. Okay, Walter Hobbs, the father, the biological father to Buddy, who didn't even know he existed until he shows up in New York. Who do you got?
I wanted somebody who is that, who can portray that stereotypical white collar asshole. Who, and here's the thing about James Caan in this movie, he's not that bad. He's not that bad. There's a lot of movies where the dad works too much and he doesn't care about shit because he's too focused on work, which is my least favorite trope in any fucking movie, which is the dad is too busy. And it's like, y'all like your house? Y'all like this fucking $20,000 a month penthouse? Then daddy's got to work. Shut the fuck up. Like, I hate that trope so fucking much that daddy doesn't pay attention to me. Yeah, because you're living a good life. Shut up. Hate that shit. He's not that bad as a dad. He just doesn't have, he's missing that Christmas spirit. And mm-hmm. I want somebody, and I'm making sure, as I'm double checking to make sure he hasn't done anything Christmassy, because he's mostly known as a comedian, but has now transitioned into an amazing dramatic actor who can play that white-collar asshole who then, through circumstance, can show that, oh, his heart is actually bigger and he does care. And that's Bob Odenkirk.
You're correct. I immediately shot to nobody, but that I'm combining nobody with David Harbour's. What was that called?
David Harbour was my first pick for Santa Claus, and I was like, fuck! I immediately forgot he had just done a Santa Claus.
Bob,
you combine like... nobody and fucking no, two different movies.
Well, similar.
Similar
in the sense that they're both like
movies where people punch people. Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Bob Odenkirk started with Mr. Show way back when, but then got cast in Breaking Bad, and his career has been white hot ever since. And his role in Better Call Saul is as good as TV has ever gotten. He can play that duplicitous snake like nobody's business, but that's a different, that's not the Walter I want. I want that Walter that you can see in the margins of a Better Call Saul or nobody, that person who he's a businessman. He's going to work. He's taking care of business. He doesn't give a shit about Christmas shit. He doesn't care about frivolities and jolly and all that shit because time is money and I don't have time to waste on fun. I got to make money, 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 money. But over the course of spending time with Buddy, you can see Bob Odenkirk breaking down and warming up. And then that third act where he's jolly again and he's wearing it. You could just pitch. I don't know why I'm pitching Bob Odenkirk.
I'm picturing it right in my head. Oh. I like that pick. I wish I had thought Bob Odenkirk, but I didn't.
It just feels right. Hey, it's too bad you're over here picking Harrison Ford. Who would have been a better Walter, but we'll see who you got.
No, here's my Walter.
All right, give me your Walter.
Don Johnson, Miami Vice, baby.
Oh, all right. All right, you're coming in swinging with the big guns. Swinging. You're coming in hot. Duke, you just won the podcast. I love Don Johnson.
Don Johnson, Knives Out, I mean, is what he's done recently. Besides that,
God, I hate. Here's the thing, I want to email fucking Ryan Johnson. I'm like, did you take inspiration from my actual uncle for his character in this? Because my uncle is, I'm not naming which one. My uncle is so much his character in Knives Out, and I'm like, Jesus, oof.
Oh, he's just so good. And like, just kind of take that Knives Out character and then just slowly warm him up, at, like you were saying about Odenkirk. And you're basically Walter Hobbs. Explain to him over the movie, warming up, but also, yeah, Don Johnson, great actor in my opinion. Really good at playing kind of an asshole. So he might almost be too much of an asshole in some of these roles.
Yeah, he's really, really good at playing an asshole.
So might have to soften. He might have to soften him. But the reason I'm going right into my Buddy pick that I picked Don Johnson is because I'm gender swapping Buddy, and I'm going to cast his daughter Dakota Johnson.
When you gender flipped it, I thought you were going with Margot Robbie. because that would have made more sense to me. Dakota Johnson.
She just did Barbie, and that's kind of a similar-ish.
It's
thing
very similar. It is very similar. You were correct.
Anyway, no, I like Dakota Johnson. I like kind of her actually, her and more Buddy and Hobbs actually, and their actors being father daughter. So, and I couldn't wrap my head around finding an actor, a male actor, and I was thinking, anybody you pick, it's going to be compared to Will Ferrell. So I thought, let's flip it or gender swap it. And then at least maybe we can start getting some differences and maybe have it not just be a straight forward remake. And then I'm also going to gender swap Walter and Emily's son into a daughter and maybe just have someone like Jasmine Savoy Brown play her instead of her being, I don't know how old the kid's supposed to be in the show, if he's in the movie, if he's 12, 13. I'd make her like college age, 21, instead of Michael, Michelle, you know, something like that. But yeah, because mostly because Don Johnson and Angela Bassett are kind of older, so you have to, you'd have to age up their daughter to make it realistic. If
that's fine. I mean, I get you. I've been a fan of Dakota Johnson. Oh, go ahead. I didn't want to cut you off.
Oh, no, I was just saying, yeah, but that, but yeah, no, Dakota Johnson, I think, yeah, you know, she's funny. A lot of people just really slap the 50 Shades stuff on her, as that's kind of her defining. Mm-hmm. But no, she's great. She's a really good talent. And I just think she could easily pull off the kind of, like we were talking about earlier, the, not necessarily man child, but the, you know, the neat, naive character, and just seeing her work with her father, I think would be fun. And yeah,
I'm not surprised, not surprised that you didn't pick her mom to play her mom in it. Oh, or the other mom, because I'm like, I don't know if Don Johnson wants to work with Melanie Griffith again.
No, I had no interest in casting Melanie Griffith.
I mean, she's, you could have gone the whole fuck, because her grandma's alive too. Tippi Hedren, I believe, is still alive.
Oh yeah, she could have been Papa Elf. Yeah, no, Dakota Johnson, and our,
Melanie Griffith's not. She's a talented actress. She just hasn't.
She is. No, I didn't want to make it a whole. I didn't want to make it a whole family. If you get too much of your family involved, then it's kind of becomes a whole thing. It takes away too much from the movie. I think Don Johnson, Dakota Johnson, that's a nice hook that's going to get people.
I also want to, because you jumped right into Buddy, I want to name check two movies that people might not have seen of Don Johnson. Because everyone knows Miami Vice and Django Unchained and yada, yada, yada. He's got a million great movies. But Cold in July in 2014.
Okay.
One of my favorite thrillers of all time. Like, when you watch that movie, I'm going to give you the premise, because I know you've never seen it. Dude breaks into another dude's house. That dude kills him, kills the intruder. The father of the kid who broke into his house, who's now dead, wants revenge on the dude who killed his son. Now, that sounds like a million other thrillers. I guarantee you, for $1 billion, you cannot guess where that fucking movie goes. You cannot possibly guess where that movie... It goes to hell. A figurative hell. It's not a literal one. It is. it goes on so many twists and turns that you will be like, Jesus, this is a fucking wild trip. And then, you know, my love of Brawl and Cell Block 99. And I considered him for Walter, Vince Vaughn. But he was also in a fucking Christmas movie, so couldn't do him.
Yeah.
So I'm going with Ryan Gosling. Ryan Gosling is one of the most underrated. I have always equated him to this generation's Brad Pitt, because Brad Pitt went out of his way to make himself ugly immediately. The second he made Thelma and Louise and everyone's like, holy shit, who is this hot new hunk? What did he do? Immediately went to weird shit like Cool World or went ugly in California. Try to always play against type, try to be ugly as much as possible. Because even in Fight Club, which he is the perfect male specimen, the further that movie goes on, the uglier he gets. He's got no hair. He's missing teeth. He's wearing ugliest Goodwill clothes that still look amazing on him because he's fucking Brad Pitt. Ryan Gosling, he made a directorial debut. Now, you've seen other people's directorial debuts, like a Chris Evans. And what did he make? Oh, a more... pep romantic comedy with Alice Eve. No one gave a shit. This motherfucker made Lost River. That thing is, what? Ryan Gosling, you're weird. And I love it. He has that weirdness bubbling under the surface on top of or underneath a veneer of the sexiest man you've ever seen. Now, you take that weirdness, not all of it, because again, Lost River, the fuck? What? No, not that weird, but let's take a detour from that weird to another level of weird, because Buddy the Elf is weird. So, childlike weird, which he can easily do, because you saw Barbie. Ken is basically Buddy the Elf.
Mm-hmm.
If Buddy the Elf was raised in Barbie Land instead of North Pole, he would be Ken. He would immediately drop the patriarchy because it didn't have fucking syrup and coffee and horses.
Cotton candy and all that, yeah.
Yeah, he'd be like, oh, the patriarchy isn't about candy and horses? I'm out. I'm done. I don't care anymore. I can't be an astronaut doctor? I'm out. I don't care. Ryan Gosling has that. Even though he takes off his shirt and he has, are those six-pack abs? Because they look fake, even though I know they're not fake. They are, you said they're fake?
No, I said eight-pack.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, I don't think they're fake. This man is built like a shit brick house. He's.
You can even make a good joke in there about that. Oh, all you eat is candy, yet you got a six-pack.
He's like, what?
Oh, yeah, we do all sorts. Well, they play hockey up there, so.
Okay, well, he only sleeps 12 seconds a day, so he's always working. He's always doing something.
Building those toys, yeah.
He's wrestling narwhals and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. That could be a scene. Buddy the Elf riding a narwhal. And he's trying to ride one of the damn horses in New York or some shit. I don't fucking know. He thinks that the subway is a giant mechanical narwhal. I don't know. I don't know. But you could throw any absurd idea at Ryan Gosling and he can sell it. I don't know how he can do it. He can just do it. He's Ryan Gosling. The Brad Pitt of his generation. And God damn, how good would Brad Pitt be as Buddy the Elf?
Brad Pitt would be fun too.
He'd be so good. He's so good when he's wacky, even though I didn't like Bullet Train. He's so good as the wacky. I mean, speaking of Bullet Train, I always thought Ryan Gosling should have been in that and Brad Pitt should have been in The Gray Man. I think those movies would have been
discussed that, yeah.
I've said it a million times.
You said it, and I agree. All right, that's our Christmas special. Let's run these festive picks down.
Well, I'll go first. My director is Garth Jennings, Emily Salma Hayek, Papa Elf, John C. Reilly, Santa, Mandy Patinkin, Jovi, Lupita Nyong'o, Walter, Bob Odenkirk. Oh, I didn't tell you my original, one of my picks was Michael Shannon for that.
Ooh.
Let me stop real quick, because I got to tell you about this fucking movie. Pottersville from 2017. It is a Christmas movie that has Michael Shannon, Judy Greer, Ron Perlman, Christina Hendricks, Thomas Lennon, and Ian McShane. Here is the plot of this movie. Maynard, a beloved local businessman, is mistaken for a legendary Bigfoot during an inebriated romp through town in a makeshift gorilla costume. It is a Christmas movie where the town decides to embrace the fact that there's a Bigfoot in town so they can get more people. And let me run down this cast one more time. Michael Shannon, one of the best actors of all time, Judy Greer, Ron Perlman, Christina Hendricks, Thomas Lennon, and Ian McShane.
Yes, yes, yes. It's got a great cast. I hear what you're saying.
It's a movie about a Bigfoot in a small town set during Christmas. How?
I tell you, like I was saying earlier, people will do it for that Christmas residual bank. They know it's going to be on TV regardless of the quality.
But you, all right, if you're going to make a movie, you would have made it about a drunk Santa Claus and being like, oh, because then that's your hook. Like, oh, we're the town that actually has Santa Claus. A Bigfoot? That's too many things. That's too many things.
Hey, man. It's hard. It's hard coming up with original content in Hollywood now.
How did they get that many actors in this movie?
A paycheck, the budget. Just
There's no way that movie had a paycheck more than $5. I don't know. There was blackmail involved.
Probably.
Blackmail. Oh, Bob Odenkirk is my Walter. Let's get right back into it.
Can't do it.
And Ryan Gosling is my buddy.
And I had James Gunn directing. I had Angela Bassett as Emily Hobbs. I had Harrison Ford as Papa Elf. I had Sam Neill as Santa Claus. Michael Huseman as Jovi. Don Johnson as Walter Hobbs. And Dakota Johnson as Buddy. And there we go. That was Elf. That's been Christmas here at Total Recast. Happy holidays, and we'll see you in the new year.
Bye.